Hello, everybody. This is Joe Lample, and welcome to Burpee Home Garden's Tip of the Week podcast. In this episode, I want to talk about some of the most rewarding and productive crops in your garden. They're some of the easiest to grow, and their growing season can span much of the year. In addition, they don't require as much sun, they can be harvested quickly, and after harvest, they keep coming back. It sounds almost too good to be true, but it's not. They're the leafy crops that we should all be growing, such as lettuce, kale, spinach, and collards. From seed to harvest, they only require a few weeks. I recently spent some time at a farm school in Massachusetts, where we enrolled as student farmers for our television show, Growing a Greener World. On our first morning in the fields, we were harvesting massive amounts of baby bok choy, mustard greens, purple kale, and arugula. The rows were lush and healthy, and the amazing part was, just 6 weeks after planting from seed, this was the second round of harvesting. And that's one of the best parts about growing leafy crops. Since you're not waiting for these plants to produce any fruit, the harvest comes much more quickly. And since the parts you eat are the leaves, they're always going to produce more. The key to getting multiple harvests, though, from plants such as these is to cut the leaves so that you leave enough of the growing tip behind. That's the point at which new leaves emerge from the plant's base. And an easy way to avoid any problems like this is simply to harvest from the outermost leaves. And that's one of the other advantages to growing leafy crops. They're edible almost any time. When you harvest early in their life cycle, they're known as microgreens in the food trade. Although it's all the rage in restaurants, microgreens are just the leafy crops that have been harvested while they're young and tender, sometimes just a week or two old. Here's another incentive for harvesting leafy greens early. The younger they are at harvest, the sweeter they'll taste. In fact, if they're allowed to go to seed, which is that point after their flowers emerge, they'll likely be too bitter and the plants will cease to be productive. The mix we harvested at the farm was combined into one large bin. And the ease of cutting and tossing the combination of crops into a single container not only made the job easier, but the real joy happens at the table. The rather random blend of various microgreens is known as mesclun, and you'll often find it packaged that way in the produce section or on restaurant menus. But no matter where you get it, the vibrant explosion of flavors and textures is pure joy to the palate. Although I have to admit, assuming you've grown it organically, if you've never sampled a taste of your harvest while in the act of harvesting, you're missing one of the greatest joys of tasting and gardening. And speaking of samples, if you like this episode, it's one of 26 Burpee Home Garden's Tip of the Week podcast. From planting to harvest, every episode is created to guide you to a more successful and enjoyable gardening experience. You can subscribe for free in iTunes or listen online at burpeehomegardens.com, where you'll also find lots of other ideas and inspiration too. Thanks for listening, everyone. This is Joe Lample, and we'll see you back here for another Burpee Home Garden's Tip of the Week podcast.